This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
President Trump is scheduled to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin today, following the civil unrest there over the last week and a half. The city of 100,000 people near the Illinois-Wisconsin state line is not used to being in the national spotlight. It's a quiet town that was built on manufacturing and known for cars, underwear, and tools. When some manufacturing died out, the city had to reinvent itself. So did some of the people. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
Nick Davis is looking forward to the end of the week. Because of COVID-19, it's been a while since the aspiring stand-up comic was able to do a routine in front of a crowd.
I have a show booked this Friday. It's my first actual booked show in maybe 10 months or so.
Davis has lived in Kenosha all his life. His grandparents moved here in the 50s to work at the American Motors Corporation, the city's biggest employer at the time.
Both of my grandparents relocated their families to this city was to work for AMC, which is the manufacturer that built the Gremlin, the Pacer, the Javelin, the Concorde.
A hot rod drove past us as we talk. The AMC plant drew families looking for the American dream.
My father came from San Antonio to work in the auto factory, and he retired from there. All my brothers were in UAW Local 72, and I myself was in the salary workforce.
That's Yolanda Santos Adams, who moved here when she was just 2 years old. Like so many others, Adams had to look for another career when AMC was sold to Chrysler in the late 80s. Over the following 20 years, the plant was gradually shut down, but not all of the manufacturing dried up. Jockey International, the makers of underwear, and Snap-on Tools are still here. Amazon has moved in, and the Taiwanese electronics manufacturer Foxconn hopes to. Adams went back to school to become an accountant and now sits on the Kenosha Unified School Board. Kenosha is mostly white, with Latinos making up 18% and blacks 12%. For the most part, Adams says, it's a nice place to raise a family, but younger people might be bored, and that makes it hard to keep them in town.
For instance, we don't have a Tejano nightclub. We don't have a nightclub that would play the music that our young African-Americans like. So very, very limited in what we offer here in Kenosha.
One thing the city does offer is access to Lake Michigan. The waterfront near downtown has beaches and parks. There's a marina with some new real estate developments. But there's also a fair number of vacant lots that take some of the shine off the vacation town feel. There's also a pier, which is where I ran into Amanda Feltner, who was fishing. She's got her fishing pole in the water.
Oh, wait. Is that my big one? My big one's moving. Something's scaring him.
Feltner grew up in Chicago in a rough neighborhood. And says Kenosha has been a great place to raise her two kids with her husband, who commutes to work at a car dealership near Milwaukee.
I haven't had any problems with Kenosha. Even though we're 100,000 people, it's just, it's very, to me, small town.
Feltner says she's sad about what's happened in Kenosha over the last week and a half. She grows quiet when she talks about it. But she says people have started painting murals on the plywood of boarded up stores. She says the city has a creative spirit, and that's been giving her hope. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.